You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, it's Chris Westfall, and I'm going to start recording some of the answers that I give for two reasons. One, I can send it to the person who sent it to me, the question. And two, in case somebody else has the same question, I can find it for resources later. So here's the first question from Dave about hiring people.
If I were to hire one person now to help me, could you give me an idea of what duties would be most important? One, should I hire a licensed agent or an administrative person? Or hire somebody to perform admin duties who is also licensed so he/she can also write business? Two, how do you recommend I pay them? Hourly, flat fee per deals, etc.? 3. Do you pay your staff as independent contractors, or do you W to them and pay payroll taxes, etc.? I am currently working all day from about 7:30 a.m. until well into the night, sometimes 10 to 11 p.m. trying to do all my administrative chores while making cold calls in the AM. And during the peak hours in the p.m., and also following up on all the calls my telemarketers set up for me throughout the day, I bought trained telemarketers through you and Eugene. I started doing this full-time in the middle of October. So the first couple months were a bit slow, and now things are starting to come together, but I want to automate and delegate more. 2 weeks ago I had 5 new applications and last week I had 6. This week I have 0 so far. My goal each week is 7 new apps. I have not did it yet. I'll be happy if I hit 20 for the month. I'm having good conversations, but I'm hoping you can give me suggestions to improve. I'd like to know how your business is set up. Perhaps your operation is too big, but maybe something like the way Eugene has set his up is something I can model. It's my understanding he has himself, 1 or 2 agents and an admin person. So if I could only afford to bring on one person now, where would my money be best spent, or am I putting the cart before the horse? Also, if you are open to it, I'd love to take a trip up to SC to see how your office operates and be a fly on the wall.
Okay, so let me take this one step at a time. The first question is, should I hire a licensed agent or an admin person? If you're doing 5 or 6 cases a week, I wouldn't hire anybody. You can do your own admin outside of the golden hours, which is when you should be on the phone with people. You can do your admin stuff, which is really not that much, following up on one case per day within 30 minutes of the day. That's not a lot to do. Loading your dialer, talking to your telemarketer, all that kind of stuff can be done in down hours. I'm not sure how many hours a day you're dedicating to it right now as far as having productive conversations with people. But I would not, and I'm all about expanding and delegating as soon and as often as you can justify, but I would not hire somebody right now, unless you've got a lot of money to invest in your business, but then I'd be throwing it more at leads and lead generation activities than hiring people until the cash, as Gary Vaynerchuk says, cash is oxygen. Until your cash can support not only you, your bills, and your business endeavors with advances, but also hiring somebody else, I would not bring on that burden, which just adds more stress to you. Otherwise, I can tell you from personal experience, if you're a single agent writing one deal a day or 1.2 deals a day, as you're talking about, you're going to have an admin person there really spinning their wheels, not doing a whole lot, unless their exclusive role is lead generation. If they're going to be generating leads for you, then yes, everything's going to rise. Your productivity, your income, the ability to pay them is all going to go up. So unless you're hiring someone just for that role, and that was another one of your questions, is what role would you hire them for? My first person that I hired was Rick, and that was to help me prospect, cold call, and qualify those people. That was the most important thing, most important use of his time, was qualifying people and then cold calling when we didn't have anyone to talk to. So my business was really dependent on him and his activities. So that would be the first thing that I would do. But again, if you've got a telemarketer doing that key role and you're paying them $3-4 an hour because they're one of our telemarketers, I would not pay somebody over here what would be necessary, $10 or $15 an hour like I like to pay to start somebody. I would not do that as long as you've got the person in the Philippines doing that heavy lifting for you at that low rate. I would still want to get you to 2 applications a day before you need to bring on the admin person, because really you should be able to handle the admin stuff with that small of a workflow of actual sales happening right now. The other question is, how do you pay them? Well, if you're going to have an admin person, you're going to have to pay them hourly. If you're going to have a licensed agent, you're going to have to figure that one out on your own. I've met with many call centers, those that are paying the agents a set commission, either through LOA arrangement or direct to the carrier arrangements, are not very happy with that decision. Those that are paying a flat fee to the agent are happy with that decision. That's what I was doing in Florida when my agent started writing business in the office. But what I've settled on now is a fixed salary, high fixed starting salary for the area, plus a bonus for every application. That works for me. A lot of the call centers in Florida are doing this thing where they will hire somebody at a fixed hourly rate, and then they won't bonus them until they've written 20 applications in the month. Then they start giving them bonuses. But those places are also spending about $40,000 a month on exclusive online leads, paying through the roof to acquire a new client, the highest possible dollar, because they know the ultimate payoff is way down the road. So if you're flooding a person with leads ready to go, then you can do something like that. I just like my people to have a bonus right from the very beginning. It's just personal preference. Do I pay them as independent contractors? No, they get a W-2. I use paychecks.com. You can use any of the payroll services. I actually have them clock in and clock out through Time Clock Wizard, so I can track that. And then I just have them submit to me the list and cross-reference it from spot checking where their bonuses are. And so that's basically it. Yeah, people come through my office all the time. I'm not opposed to that with members coming in there. You can't cold call from my office because it would be kind of disruptive to what we have going on. But to meet for a couple hours, see what we're doing, and then go to lunch with us, that'd be fine. So that's about it. But basically, I would think that at that kind of rate that you're writing business right now, I would throw all eggs into the basket of prospecting. I would have more leads coming in, because if you have more leads coming in, then you start only dealing with the top 20% of the leads. And as we know from Mike Brooks' training, bad lead never gets better. And the only thing that separates the top people from the 80% of the people is they just know how to qualify those people and get the ones that are never going to buy, or right away find out that they can't qualify, or they've already gone somewhere else, or all that kind of thing. Rather than set appointments with those people, they try to eliminate them in that very first conversation. And so all the follow-up is only done with the top 20% quality leads. So I would hire another telemarketer if you've not yet done so, whether you do that through yourself or you do it through Eugene's service here. Most agents that are working full-time have 2 to 4 telemarketers. Eugene has 3. He's got the sweet spot there, but he's also running 2 different businesses and calling all the leads on those people who are being generated by the 3 telemarketers. So one part-time telemarketer is just not going to do it to fulfill the goal of a typical agent who wants to write 1 or 2 apps a day. It's just not going to work. So if you've got a telemarketer that's happy doing full-time, hey, great. Go full-time with that telemarketer, but then consider the next step would be adding another telemarketer, not necessarily adding an admin person to catch all the people here. And then, you know, when I had Rick doing that sorting for me, really cleaning up the people that the only ones I talked to already knew the rates, they knew the company, and they were ready to do an application, that reduced my stress by about 95%. So that was the first job, is we had lots of leads coming in through telemarketing. Then he would start to sift through those people and then just start following up on the top 20%, the top good people who could qualify. That was the first thing, to eliminate them. And then all I ended up dealing with were the people who needed to do an application and then later get help doing the applications. That's the most stress-free way, I think, to grow the business. But right now, in your specific workflow of leads that are being done, sales that are being made, I would throw more into prospecting. Just need more good people to talk to. And that is going to be the part where you can scale. So when you have so many people to talk to, so many applications to write that you can't handle it yourself, yes, then get somebody else to take the burden off of you. But So many people that I know try to grow with personnel before they can justify them. Then you get into a slow period and everybody's sitting around looking at each other. So that's never a good place to be. The one person who's never a bad investment is the person who's prospecting for you all the time. You can never have too many good leads, because then what you do is you work that finite time frame that you have with only the better and better and better leads. So it's lower and lower hanging fruit, more applications and less time being stressed out, because people won't move forward. So that's my two cents. Thanks for sending that one in, David.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.